Says here, Hirura Yaveiro is Koshu Meyaveiro. That you think of doing an Aveiro, that's worse than doing the actual Aveiro itself. And usually when it says Aveiro in the Gemara, it usually means Nus, with an Isha. Rashi says, Hirura Yaveiro, Taivais Noshim, if somebody thinks about living with another woman, Isha, is Koshu Lahachashas Pesoro Yaisim Megufa Shamaisim. It's worse, it does more harm to your body than the actual Nus itself. As the heroes are thinking about it, is worse than the actual maisa. V'simnecha, what's the simon for this? Recha de bisrum, smelling, you smell the meat. Rashi says, recha de bisrum, hamariach bosa tzli. If you smell gishmaka roasted meat, is koshaloi, reach moi shemesavaloi. Like you have more enjoyment, more taiva to have the meat because you smell it than the actual eating of it. As the smelling, the hero is worse than the actual maisa of eating it. By the kaito, Kashya Mikaita. Shiloyik the Kaita. The end of the summer is Kashya Mikaita. It's hotter, it's worse then than it is at the beginning of the summer. Misumnech, what's the synonym for this? Tanura Shigira. If you have a hot tanner that you heat it up a few times already, when you heat it up the third time, it's very easy to heat it up. Rashi says, Shiloyi the Kaita. Elul. Shihu Saifa Kait. That's the end of the summer. Kashya Mikaita. It's hotter than the beginning of the summer. Kosher choymay michoym akayitz, show Thomas. The heat of Elul is harder to take than the heat of Thomas. Lefishekvan is chamin kol avrim. You're ready, it's hot already, a few months already. V'guf habriyois b'choym akayitz, overalov, tomid nischamin hu, ato b'choym kalom azikun. Since your body is hot already, so any little more heat that comes in as mazik makes it hard for you. So therefore, the heat of Elul is worse than the heat of Thomas. And v'simnecho, tanu reshkira. Means tanura shulsak b'yerim pamayim v'sholish. Have you already heated up this oven two or three times already? Chamu, it's very hot still. V'noyach lasiko b'yetzim watim. If you want to heat it up now another time, it's very easy with a small amount of wood. So that's at the end of the summer, any little bit of heat warms you up more than the beginning of the summer. V'aytishtiya v'svusa, the savor, is kasha midikaita. Heat, if you get sick, in the winter, you get a heat. In the winter, it's worse than in the summer. The simnecha, the simnecha for this is tanura kriya, a cold tanner, a cold oven. So Rashi says, ishta disavosa, means kadacha, somebody got sick, he got heat. Shal yimoy sacharif, in the winter, if you get sick in the winter and you have fever, mechamamoy sacharif, and the chayla became hot, v'yadua shukoshim yod, you know it's very hard, this fever is very high fever. More than the heat that you get in the summertime. What's the simon for this? Tanura kriya means sorach eitzim merubim lahasikoi. You need a lot of wood to heat up a cold oven. Is after the same thing here also. Shuravar tzoinin. In the middle of the winter, it's cold outside. V'yaguf tzoinin, and your body is also a little bit cold. V'yachoyli maviroi, and still you have high fever. Your hat is v'yadua shuachoyli kosher. You know for sure it's a very hot, high fever. You're very sick. So that's the fever you have in the winter. It's worse than the fever you have in the summer. Vayta, migmar v'yatikto kashya micharito. To learn something old is harder than to learn something new. So Rashi learns, migmar v'yatikto kashya micharito. Means mi shalomet. If somebody learns something, v'siach daitoi, and he took his mind away from the learning, v'shochach, and he forgot what he learned. Is kosher lachzor v'lilmoid masha shochach. It's very hard now to review what you already learned and forgot. Yoisim masha lelomad. It's much harder to review something, to chazer it, than it is to learn something new. Learn something new is a gishmak. But to chazer something you learned already is much harder. So that's what Rashi learns in the Gemara, that nigma be'atikton, to learn something old that you already learned already, is kosher, it's very hard, nicharaton, when you're learning something new. Other mafarshim within the Miri says it goes upon like their age. Like when you're a kid, young, Yusuf the Yankusa, it's very easy to learn. Vashenka v'yatikta, when you're older already, it's harder to learn. So to learn when you're older, it's harder to learn when you're still young. V'simnech, what's the simon for this? Tina batina. If you want to make cement, if you use the cement over and over again. Strashu simnecho tina batina. Tich goivla noisoi mitit chaymer koisel yoshin. If you use it from an old wall already, is kosher gov lo yoisim mitit shalofa chodesh. If you have old cement, it's harder to use than to use fresh cement. I hot cement, you can use all together. Cement already, but you crush it down. still it's harder to use than nusment. Amar Rabavua, my time of the Rebbe. What's the pshat from Rebbe? Rashi, my time of the Rebbe, the Yomar, Timur Shochama Mafatsaya. We had before that the sun, the rays of the sun, spreads out all over. It was a chilin between the rays of the moon and the rays of the sun. The rays of the moon go straight up, but the rays of the sun, with Mafatsaya, goes spreads out. So how did Rebbe notice that the ray of the sun spreads out? Tamara says, my time with the Rebbe, the Pasuk says, L'manatzeach ala yelas ha-shachar. L'manatzeach, we're singing until yelas ha-shachar, to the morning star. Is ma ayola. Just like the ayola, which is a female deer, is zukar neho, ma'atziloiz lekan lekan. It's a horns, spread out from one side to another side. Is av shachar zeh, the same thing, the morning star in the morning when the sun comes up, is ma'atzil lekan lekan. The rays of the sun, when it comes up, it spreads out from side to side. Rashi Ayola Zu. Rashi says Lav Davka Noket. Lav Davka female deer. Sharei Ein Karnayim Linikeva. And the Keva B'chal doesn't have any horns. So it just means that it says on the side Amin Ayola, type of a hin. So what there's horns spread out all over. That's the way the rays of the sun comes up in the morning. Amar Rav Zeira. Lomo Nimshala Esther La Ayola. Why was Esther a mushal to an Ayola, to a female deer? Rashi says, "Loma nimshel Esther kayola, besechta megillah, armina di Esther omra mizmer ze." Esther said this mizmer. Lom says, "Al yelos hashachar." Esther said it. Kivon shegiya lebeis hatzlomim. As soon as she came, she had to go with Achashverosh to the house of the tzlomim of the Geshkes. Is nistalka emen shchina. The shchina went away from her. And omra, she said, "Keli keli loma zaptoni." Like Hashem, why are you leaving me? So Esther said this mizmer. The shaila is, why do we call like Esther Ayala Sashachar? Why is Esther daima to Ayala, to a female deer? Is Lemlof to teach us? Ma Ayala, just like this Ayala, that Rach Motzar, her womb is very tight, the Chaviva Abayla, Kol Shor Vishor, Kishor Rishoina, the husband, the male, enjoys her very much, like the first time he has Tashmish with her, because her Rachma, the womb is always very tight. Is that Esther? The same thing with Esther, Amalko. For it's the Chaviva al Achashverosh called Shor Vishor, Kishor Rishoina. Every time Achashverosh lived with Esther, he enjoyed it like the first time. That's why she's doing her to Nayela, to Ayola. Omer Rabasi, Loma Nimshel Esther L'Shachar. Why does the Pasuk say Ayela Sashachar is going on Esther? Why is Esther doing it to the Shachar, to the morning star? Loimlo to teach us. Ma Shachar, just like in the morning star. Soif Kol Alayla, it's the end of the night. Af Esther is Saif Kolonisim. Esther was the last one of the Nisim. The next that happened by Purim, that was the end of the Nisim. Of the great Nisim that Klai Yisrael celebrate to make him taken from. Fred Gemara of Ika Chanukah, his Esther was by the Bayis Rishon, it was before the Bayis Sheni was. And Chanukah was in the middle of the Bayis Sheni. I have Ika Chanukah that happened much later. And for the Gemara, Nitnoli Kosev Karminin. We mean to say this is the last Nes that with Nitnili Kosev is supposed to be written down for Teres HaSeifim. Like in Megillah, we have Megillah Esther. Mashenkei by Chanukah, we don't have any Megillah. So this was the last nest to be written down. So Gemara says, Ha, Nichol Aman Diyoma Esther Nitnili Kosev. That's Kulat Demam Diyoma Megillah that learns that Megillah Esther was able to be written down. It was Nitnili Kosev. He's supposed to write down this Megillah that has a shame Megillah on it. Elo Aman Diyoma Esther la nitnili kosev, but according to Man Diyomer it says no, like there's no Megillah Esther. We'll soon see pshat that the Megillah Esther was not given to be written down. Ma'ik lemeima, what can you say? So why do we call Esther daima to Shachar, to the morning star? You want to say the slave call Anisim? No, we have the Nes of Chanukah. Isaac Siva, this Man Diyomer holds Megillah Esther also was nitnili kosev. So Gemara answers Mukim lo kerebi min yomim Rabbi Yefes. It goes to Rabbi Yomim Rabbi Yefes. Omer Rabbi Lezer. The Omer Rebbe Yomim Rebbe Yefes, Omer Rebbe Lezer, Loma Nimshlu Tfilosan Shol Tzadikim Kayolus. Why is the Tfilah, the davening of a Tzadik, Daimaku to a Kayola, Daimaku to this female deer? Loimloch to teach us, Ma Ayola Zu, Kol Zaman Shemegadelis, Karneho Matzilois. The older it gets, the more horns grows on it, and the more the horns spread out. Is that Tzadikim, the same way by Tzadikim, Kol Zaman Shemarbin Betfilah. Kol zaman they daven more and more, the more tefillah they have, it's tefillah and nishmas. The more HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to them. That's why Esther was named to Ayelas HaShachar, to teach us that the tefillah, the more and more they daven of tzaddikim, the more and more Hashem listens to them. So let's see Rashi now. Rashi learns, Hon ichal aman diyoma, plukta b'mesechta megillah. So machlekes negemara megillah, that ichal aman diyoma metames yadayim. So Rashi right away learns, and the Ritva explains also like this, that avada according to everybody, there is such a thing as a Megillah Tester. Everybody holds you allowed to write down the Megillah. And if I can't, there's a mitzvah. The halach of mitzvah's kriyas Megillah is dafka metech haksav. You have to read the Megillah from a ksav, from a good klaf. So avada everybody holds the Megillah Tester was nitna likosav, means a tatkonis. When Ashik Nesak their law was to write down the Megillah. There was such a takona. So what's the machlekes if loy nitna likosav? So Rashi says it doesn't have the chaymer of other Sifrei Kodesh, that it's not Matamas Yadayim. So Rashi, Ikal Aman Diyoma Matamas Yadayim, the Ikal Aman Diyoma Diyena Matamas Yadayim, the Lav Seifri, that's Tal Machloikis. Hey, how much of a Kedusha does Megillah Esther have? Roman Diyoma says it has the same type of Kedusha like any other of the Kisvi HaKodesh. That Locha Midrabonin is Matamas Yadayim. Mishum the Truma, that the Ghanim should not be Rogel, they would give this one of the Yudches Devorim, they were Goizom, that the hands is Matama. If you touch a sefer, it's matamiyu. So who adin Megillah says to has the schaymer, and the other man Yama says no. Even though avada was literally kosei, we have a Megillah sester, but it doesn't have this chumra to matamas yadayim. That's the machlokes. So in Tosafot Shonim also speaks out like this: that el man diyomo lenitli kosei miyukula yalma moida de nitno li kosei with the rabbonim. It seems as everybody holds our koponim with the rabbonin, you're supposed to write down the Megillah. O tzrichli kosev kula. O tzinanami kora pe lo yosef. If you read the Megillah by heart, you're not yotze. Ele mit rabbonin tzrichli kosev. O binanami tfir eschut and megidim shalom get Megillah. See, Lord, a little bit different than Rashi. As everybody holds our koponim with the rabbonin, you have to write down the Megillah. The shaila was that the takona from before that, for nashik nesek adoylam, or not to write down the Megillah. According to Rashi, everybody holds it was at the corner to write the Megillah. The only question is, how much Kedusha is there in this Megillah? So that's the Mukul Law, Kreb Yom Ben Yefis, Kloim Adorish Lahai Shacha Kreb Yom Ben Yefis, that Loma Nimshlitz Losen Shadikim, Dai Shacha Loshen Tfiluhu, Dorish Lake Kumai Ruchi Vikirbi, is a Matechal Tfilu. If the older it gets, every year it has another corn growing on it, or it gets bigger. As we in the tefillah, the more we daven to Hashem, the more Hashem listens. Right. Shochet to esatomit. Then the Mishnah says that what? That one time it happened that they shechted the carbon tomid too early. As they thought it was daytime, really it was just the rays of the moon that was coming out. And they found that it was still lilam, so the carbon is puzzle. You can't shech the carbon by lilam. So the Mishnah says they had to burn the carbon. And Machmezeh, they made a takona that always they have somebody going up on top of the wall, on top of the roof, and making sure to see, they see the Olas HaShachar. That was the din of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah said the what? That after that, next line of the Mishnah was that Haridu Kohen Gadol Beis HaTfilah. We bring the Kohen Gadol down to the Beis HaTfilah. We make the Kohen Gadol be toifel before it does the avoidus. So Gemara says, Amos, what are we talking about now? What day is it? What day? Ilema b'shaya mois hashon. If you want to tell me the Mishnah is talking about the rest of the year, lav dafkan yom kippah. So the rest of the year. His avmin of the Gemara is that the maisa was they brought a korban atomid once too early, and then the next maisa was a Kohen Gadol went down to be toifel. So Gemara thought it's like one maisa. Just like that carbon atomic came too early, so they had to bring another one later, and when it came morning, the Kohen Gadol went down to be tabled to bring the carbon atomic. So the Gemara asks, what day are we talking about? If you want to tell me we're talking about the rest of the year, like, why does Mishnah have to say a Kohen Gadol went down to be tabled to bring the carbon atomic? You don't need the Kohen Gadol. The rest of the year, any Kohen could use it. So even though a Kohen Gadol could also do the Avodah, like we had before, any time a Kohen Gadol wants to, he has a right to do it, but the Mishnah wouldn't say it for no purpose. If the Mishnah says a Kohen Gadol, it's mashma, we would ask you need the Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. So if we're talking about the rest of the year, regular Korban HaTomid, the rest of the year, why do we need a Kohen Gadol for? So Gemara answers, Ela B'Yom HaKippurim. Now, what the Mishnah is talking about now on Yom Kippur. And the Havamina is this whole Maisa took place on Yom Kippur. That one time they brought the Korban HaTomid too early, It was still nighttime, and they made a mistake because they saw the light of the Levona. They thought it was the light of the sun, and they had to burn the carbon. If you want to tell me something about Yom Kippur, Me'or HaLevona, Me'ika, could there be such a mistake that there was so much light from the Levona? And the Ritva speaks out, the only time you have the real light, that the light of the Levona comes up, is only at the end of the Chodesh, but not at the beginning or not in the middle. And Yom Kippur is test, as the ninth, is test for Tishrei. So it's not the time yet to have the Or HaLevona. So how could the Mishnah say the mice that they made a mistake? They thought it was daytime because of the Or HaLevona. It doesn't happen. That only happens at the end of the Chodesh. So how could they say it happened on Yom Kippur? The Gemara Miyika. So the Mishnah finally Hakekama. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Over Yom Kippurim, Ki Yom Borak Barakoi. The Mishnah means to say Enechlam in two different cases. The first case of the Mishnah was a story happened in the middle of the year. That once on a Tumid, it was brought too early. And because of that, they had to burn the carbon atomid. And because of that, they made a takana. From now on, we never bring the carbon atomid until we have one kohen going up on top of the roof, on top of the attic, and looking up and making sure he tells us he sees the Oglas HaShachar. He's making sure he sees the morning star. Now the Mishnah goes on, that Kiyama Borak Rakoi, on Yom Kippur, when this person also comes up and tells us, I saw the Elos HaShachar, I saw the morning star already, what we know about the Yitzhoyim, is Haridu Kohen Godel Beis HaTfilah. Like now the Mishnah goes back to the Seder, what we do on Yom Kippur. That on Yom Kippur, now we need the Kohen Godel Badafka to bring the Tomit HaShachar. So now after this Kohen that went up the roof and told us Brakoi, he said he saw the ray of the sun already. So we know for sure it's Yom, now the Kohen Godel goes to the Beis HaTfilah to start to do the Avodis of Yom Kippur. Rashi says, Amos, when did it happen? Elaim, Kosalka Daita, what happened was, Haridu Kohen Godel Beis HaTfilah, the Tzeifa Damastis and who? It's the end of the Mishnah. Uva Yoim Shetol Lishchek. It's like one big story. They made a mistake in Shechta the carbon atomic too early. They had to burn it. O Kamer, it says right after that Haridu Kohen Godel Beis HaTfilah. Lishchek Tomen Achre HaTfilah. Is Amos Heavy High Toys? Like, when did this time happen? If you want to tell me the name of Shai Mois HaShonam, the Lav Yom Kippur, Uvisayt echad menachadoshim kishavona samechas samach laolos hashachar. Or Rashi also says it that when does the moon like grow? They say there'll be such rays. It's only the end of the month. So if you want to say what is the end of 1 month, ebazoi, why does the Mishnah say a kohen gadol? Loisagad lav kohen gadol loidai avodah shar yomim the lav a kohen gadol. What do you need a kohen gadol for? So mor halavona miika. Tell him why you want to say it's Yom Kippur. For the Gemara, the story couldn't take place in Yom Kippur. Litzmoyach tzomach l'shachar. Does the moon give us such a ray before the shachar? It only happens at the end of the month, not in the middle of the month. So Maskanari is Hachikoma. Uviyom Kippurim, Kiyom HaBorah Parakoy. Uviyotzilu Beis HaSreifam. Maskanari de Milsi. Varidu Kohen Gadol Milsav Yapay Nafshi. Something new. O Mahadel LaRuya B'Seder Avodah Yom Kippur. Now the Mishnah has come to teach us how did the Kohen Gadol act do on Yom Kippur. Vachikoma. On Yom Kippur, when the person on top of the roof said he sees the Olas HaShachar, he sees the morning star, having married in Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur and the Beis HaTfilah, Shachris. That's the time when we took down the Kohen Gadol down to make his first Tfilah. Vaita. Tony, we learned, Avua de Rebbe Yavin, Loi Zu Bavad Amru. Not only is Rashi, Loi Zu Bavad means Loi Zevach Levadoi, Shenishchet Palayla Amru Yisarif. Not only this case, the case of the Mishnah was where they made a mistake and they thought it was daytime and they shechted the carbon atomid and really it was still night. So then was you have to burn the carbon atomid because the shechita that was done belayla is possible. So he's saying now loy zubav adarmu. Not only if you shechted the carbon atomid belayla is it possible el af malika soif. The same thing if you have a bird you bring it for carbon and you make the malika belayla it's also possible. You have to burn the bird. Who are then kmitzas mincha? Balayla tisarif. If you want to bring a mincha, and the Kohen takes the kmitza balayla, and he puts the kmitza into a klisharis, so the locker kmitza is like a shchita, and then we say that it was done balayla, it's possible. And the mincha has to be burnt. You can't use the mincha anymore. Shrashi. Ela'af malika saif u kmitzas ha-mincha, balayla tisarif. The gamri lo mishchita. We learn it out from shchita. The malika saif. So if you take a burn and put your thumb through the neck, And when the Kohen takes the handful of the mincha out of the mincha, the mokam shchita tazvachim heim. That's the same type of an avodah you do by an animal. By an animal, the avodah is shchita. By a mincha, the avodah is kmitzum. By an oif, the avodah is malikum. So you have the same halachas. If you do it for lime, it's possible. And therefore, the halachim is you have to burn the carbon. You can't use it. So Maria asks, Vishleim oila soif, might heavy heavy. That I understand very good. You have an oif, and you made a malika, so you killed the oif already. And what time did you do it? It was still night time, so it's possible. So I use it over again in the morning to make another shita? You can't do it. My devi have it. The hain is dead already. Your grashi, yef shalach zero. You can't make another malika on the oif, so I understand why you have to burn it. For the Gemara, Ella Kaimitz, what happened by the mincha? You had the whole plate full of the flour, the sorin full of the flour, and the Kohen took the handful of the kmitza out of it and put it into another klisharis. But everything is still here. So since it was done at night time, it's not this man to make the kmitza, so fetting markasha, elakimit, nahadra. Why can't you put it back again? For nahadra, v'nikmas, sub your mama.